Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God is light. Yes. And the light is power. Yep. Vast power, beyond what we know. And all of this came out of Him, out of the light that He is. And He released it with His faith-filled words.
Amen.
And that which is not seen in faith and light became matter.
Amen.
Exactly what happened when a virgin conceived.
Yep.
The Word became flesh.
Amen.
Material. Spirit became material. Became matter. Light, energy, became material. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let me read to you from the Amplified on this. Hebrews 11:1, the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. That rhymes, doesn't it? The proof of things we do not see, conviction of reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
Amen.
Can something exist that you can't feel or touch or smell or taste or see under a microscope?
Yes.
Oh, it does. It does. And can you get something from God and have it? And as of yet, you can't see it.
Yes.
You can't feel it. You can't touch it. That's how we justified ones are to live every day of our life. That's how we are to walk and function. What? Not looking at what's seen. This is already here. This is already done. If you want something changed, you don't look at this. You look at the spirit realm. You focus on that dimension. You want something to happen there that'll change this.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's not far-fetched because all of this came from there to start with.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you walk by faith, you're not moved by what you see and feel down here because all this is old news. We're moving on to the next thing. We say it sometimes, prayers get previews.
Amen.
Prayers get previews. What do you mean? Well, if you spend time with the Lord and pray, one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to show you things to come.
Amen.
Well, if He's showing you things to come, what does that mean? It's not seen yet.
Right.
How can He show it to you if it's not seen yet? Because there, it already is.
Right.
You're looking at it there and it's real.
Yep.
But if we'll believe Him and follow Him, it'll materialize here. It'll manifest here, happen here. But if we look at our problem, we go, I wish it would change. I wish it would change. Why would it change? I wish it would change. I wish it would change. I wish it would change. You're looking at the things that are seen, stuck in this dimension and realm. Not walking by faith. Come on, somebody say it again. I walk
by faith.
Not.
Not.
What does not mean? I don't walk by sight. I look at the things that are not seen. Not the things that are seen. Because the things that are seen are temporary. Temporal. Changing. Subject to change. But the things that are not seen are
eternal.
Eternal.
Amen.
Eternal. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to the Weiss translation of this. Verse 1. Now, faith is the title deed of things hoped for. You know, if you got the title deed, you got it. I had that little red truck for a month and a half, and I was going in school. Couldn't drive it. But we had paperwork. So that's my truck. Why would you believe that's your truck? That's my truck. You don't have it. You're not driving it. It's not where you are. Yeah, but if you have the title, it's your truck.
That's right.
He said that's what faith is. If you got the faith for it, you got it. Before you can see it. Before you can feel it. It's the proof of things which are not being seen. For by means of this faith, the elders had witness borne to them. By means of faith, we perceive that the material universe and the God-appointed ages of time were equipped and fitted by God's word for the purpose for which they were intended. And it follows, therefore, that which we see did not come into being out of that which is visible. Is there another dimension? Spirit, is it real?
Yes.
God is spirit. If you don't believe in spirit, you don't believe in God. This is how Enoch got translated. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was conveyed to another place with the result that he did not see death. And he was not found because God had conveyed him to another place. Where? They couldn't find him. Where? Where was he? If they couldn't find his body, where'd he go? They couldn't find Elijah's body either. Remember we read about it recently? They looked and looked, tried to find it. Why? Because material was transferred into the spirit realm.
Yep. Thank you, Father.
And is out of here. Before his removal, he had witness borne to him and his testimony still being on record to the effect that he pleased God. He pleased God. Now without faith, it's impossible to please him at all. For he who comes to God must of the necessity and the nature of the case believe that he exists. And if you believe that, you believe in spirit. And he becomes a rewarder of those who diligently seek him out.
Yep. Amen.
Is spirit real?
Yes. Yes.
Does it exist?
Yes.
Can it influence this realm?
Yes.
Can it change this realm?
Yes.
Yes, it can. That's how people get born again.
Amen.
Spiritual forces recreated them inside. That's how you can be healed.
Yep.
The spirit power of God that's unseen can create a new organ in a body.
Amen.
Healing power, spirit power, can manifest and burn and dematerialize cancer and infection. This to me is one of the most amazing things. And boy, we're getting into some stuff tonight. I'm just going to stay with it. You care? I believe you get a glimpse of some of the powers of the world to come when you start talking about evaporation. We understand the concept. We see it down here, don't we? Rain, water. You go out in the morning, there's a great big puddle of water. Might have got your shoes wet. You come back later in the day, especially in the summertime down here, and what? What? You mean it disappeared? How does something material just disappear? See, a lot of folks will say, that's impossible. Things don't just disappear, just every day.
Yeah.
All around you. Solids become gases. It was there, now it's gone. there are laws and there are forces that cause that solid, that material puddle of water, to transform into another form. Right? Mm-hmm. That you couldn't see with your eyes, it was leaving there.
That's right.
And by the time you come back that evening, it became, you know, light enough to float on the air and is over 100 miles out over the Atlantic. That puddle you walked through this morning. The power of God can do that to cancer.
Amen.
Infections. Inflammations. I've seen it before. I've been with people that it happened before. They begin to say, it's burning, it's burning. It's just burning in me. What was it? What's burning in them? The power of God. And then they went back and had a checkup and the problem wasn't there. Something happened to it. Something spiritual happened to it. And healing. God put a certain amount of healing in your body. If you skin your knee or elbow, what'll happen? Next time somebody tells you, I don't believe in healing, you ask them that. You ever scrape your elbow? Huh? Ever skin your knee? What happened to it? Oh, it healed. It did what? It did what? Thought you don't believe in it. It's the same thing. It comes from the same source. Thing is, where that came from, there's a whole lot more. And God can crank up. He can multiply healing power working in a body by 2, 3, 4, 5, 100, 1,000. And that's when you see some instantaneous things happen. It's just so much healing power working that just, whoop, it just happens. Boom, it's done.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Or it would have taken 6 weeks and they're solid and healed in 2 weeks. Anytime somebody has a surgery or anything like that, ask the Lord if they'll agree with you. Now, if they're an adult and they don't believe it and they won't agree with you, you can't push it off on them. I know you want to, but you just can't. Any more than you can put salvation off on them. But if they'll agree with you, ask the Lord to speed up the healing process working in their body and they'll recover way faster. It gives the Lord an open door, opportunity to work. Ask Him to speed up the healing process, to increase it, to make it stronger. Because, I mean, you know, if they're healthy, normally they will heal up, right? Over a period of time. But the Lord will add to it. He'll make it stronger. He'll increase it. You believe it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me